Alright guys, so I'm back today with another episode. Again, I want to apologize for being away for so long. It's like, I've been recording episodes, you guys. The problem with my recording has kind of been that I've been recording episodes, but I haven't been posting them just because, as I was a few minutes ago, I was actually going through my library trying to pick the episodes I should post, but I didn't really want to post the ones I did work on just because I felt like, I don't know, it was kind of out of order, and then I just felt like, no, I don't want to do that. So anyway, I decided to post something new. I am going to post this one. I promise you guys I will be posted as soon as I'm done recording. But this episode is basically called, or going to be titled, Will I Find the One? And I'm going to explain to you guys, this episode is going to be probably a little longer than normal. May go over the 20 minutes. I'm not sure, because I'm going to be kind of explaining some things to you, but also going into story times with you as well, because I think it's important that this episode is kind of talked about in so many different levels and ways, and nothing's off the table on this episode. Because what I happen to do a lot of times is I record, I won't say everything I'm feeling or everything that's going on, I'll hold back. But this episode is different, nothing's off the table. So, the episode is going to be kind of all over the place, and it's going to, not all over the place, but it's just going to be me going in and out of talking, and then going to story times, and, like I said, nothing is going to be off the table. We're just going to be talking, and I hope you're listening, because I know my audience is primarily women, so it's kind of geared towards you guys, and just me telling you guys my stories and what I'm going through. And also, anyone that I do mention in this episode, it's not about me being mean. It's not about me talking bad about them. It's not about any of that. It's just me addressing them and just saying what I feel. And again, I'm never one to say anything I say on here about somebody or anything I mention to you guys, I say to that person, so nobody's being talked about behind their back. But to me, it's time for me to be honest with you guys and open and not sugarcoat so much, because it's about helping the women that are listening to me, that are going through the same things as me, that can relate to me. So that's what it's really about. So the first thing I want to address, the reason I titled this Will I Find the One, is because I feel like so many women like myself, we're always out here and we're wondering, are we going to find the one? Is he the one? Is she the one? Whatever. We're always just wondering if we're going to find that person. We're always looking at social media, getting caught up in the hype of celebrity couples showing us their pictures, or just normal people, everyday people that we know, that we follow on Instagram. And we get caught up in this hype of, oh, couples goals, got to be them, I need to be in a relationship, I got to be this way, I got to be that way, because we're so caught up in being conformed and told that we have to be in a relationship to be complete, and we don't. The reality is, you do not need a man to be happy. I think a lot of women have it twisted. I think that we end up picking the wrong men because we end up settling for what society's telling us, oh, you need to be with this type of guy, this kind of man. And the reality is, that's not good for you. A lot of women, like myself, we tend to bring a lot of our trauma into relationships. We know we have trauma. We know we have things we've gone through in our past. Instead of going to therapy and addressing it, we choose to bring it into every relationship. It's like that bag that you just bring it with you. And it's those heavy bags you're carrying into every relationship that you get into. And a lot of times you have to step back, like I've chosen to do, and choose to be single for a year and just go to therapy and focus on your healing. We got to stop doing this whole thing of jumping into something that's not meant to be for us. And because the reality is, that ends up leading to a lot of heartache down the road, because we end up having to leave that relationship because we picked the wrong person, because we just wanted to be in a relationship. And the crazy thing is that I want to address too, I was on Instagram and a lady was actually doing a video. I follow her page, not going to say her name, but she did a video talking about it's okay to need a man or to need your husband. Let me just speak volumes. That's a tricky one for me, because I feel like I never want any of you listening to me to feel like you need a man. Let me just say this. You can want a man, but you don't need a man. Because the thing is, when you start needing people and you start saying, I need you, I need you, I need you. What happens when that person disappears out your life? What happens if they pass away? What happens if something happens today or tomorrow to that person? You needed them, right? So now that they're gone, what are you going to need for? You see what I'm saying? It's a difference between needing and wanting somebody. You can love your husband, love your boyfriend to death, but do you necessarily need them? That's the thing you got to think in your mind. You shouldn't feel like you need anybody in your life to complete you besides God. God should be the only person you should be looking at that you need. Because I feel like a lot of times it just gets twisted that way where society and we just come together and like, oh yeah, I need this, I need that. You don't need anyone to complete you. And I get all the ladies listening who might be married in a relationship, you might feel like, I need my boyfriend, I need my husband. But let me just say this. Don't stick to that mind frame of feeling like you need somebody. Because I want to tell you, a lot of women, sit at home wives especially, sometimes they probably feel like they need their husband because they're not working. Their husband's saying sit at home and take care of the kids. They do that, but then when that divorce hits around because it doesn't work out, what do they have left? Nothing, because they needed their husband, so they stayed at home. The husband paid all the bills, he had all the money. The husband's gonna get everything and they're gonna be left with nothing, correct? Because they needed them and they stayed home. Not saying there's anything wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, but I'm just trying to correct you guys and to say that don't feel like you need somebody to be happy. Just don't do it. You don't need anyone for happiness. You want happiness and you want that person, but you don't necessarily need them. Because when you go into these relationships needing, it doesn't work out. You want to go into there loving yourself, knowing that you don't need anyone to make you happy, but you might want a man, you might want this and want that, but you don't need it. So always have that mind frame of, I don't need, but I may want. Because needs are not always going to get met. Not all the time, anyway. We need a lot of things. I might say, I need a new pair of shoes. I might need a new clock. I might need a new stereo, a new cell phone. But do I, you know what I'm saying? But you got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? These are just needs, but want. You know, I'd rather want a guy than need a guy, because that's a whole different situation. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you guys that, and then I had a posting where I was following this page on Instagram of the guy on there posted a post and he said, talk about how God was going to send you the right man at the right time. Some lady in the comments was like, well, I'm 65 years old and I'm still single and he's never sent me anyone. And I just thought to myself, that's the problem right there. You have to be patient. God is not going to send you a man when you want him to. He's going to send him when he feels like you're ready and you can handle it. And you should not time frame anything in your life. Let's stop time framing stuff. Stop time framing when you get a boyfriend. Stop time framing when you leave home. Stop time framing when you get your house. Stop time framing when you have kids, when you get a new car. We don't have to time frame everything. Just because social media is twisting this thing where if you see somebody like, I love you, Megan, but I'm using you as an example. Like Megan Thee Stallion, you see her getting a new house and you got to think, oh, Megan got a new house. I got to get one too. No, you don't. Just because Megan got a house, bless her. This is just an example, y'all. I'm not hating on Megan. Just use her name as an example. Just an example, you guys. I'm not hating on her because I love Megan. But I'm just saying as an example, if she were to get a new house and today you were like, I need to get that house too. So we got to stop doing that. You got to stop feeling like you want all these things that other people are having. You don't need it. Okay? Stop thinking that. Same way as a man, you don't need a man, but you may want a man. So my thing for you guys listening is that I want you guys to really focus on yourselves. Healing is about you, yourself. It's not about another person. It's all about you. And I'm not telling you ladies listening that you can't go on dates. You can go on dates. You can have fun with the guy that you meet, but don't commit yourself to him if you know you're still trying to heal. Don't commit yourself to him if you feel like in your heart of hearts he's not the one, or you feel like it's things about him you don't fully know about him yet. Because I'm telling you, when you do commit so fast without really getting to know that person, then you find things out you don't like about them. And then you feel stuck. So I'm telling you, don't commit so quick. Get to know someone. If you've been friends for a year or whatever, keep getting to know them until you feel like it's right. I'm telling you, you got to understand that the right person for you is never going to leave your life. The right person for you, no matter what happens between you and that person, whether they leave today or tomorrow, they're going to come back because they love you and they want you that much. The right person for you is going to stay in your life. God is going to make sure that's the right person for you. Okay, so you got to understand that when you're looking for a guy, don't chase after nobody. Don't do anything, because God is going to send you the right person at the right time. So I want to go into a quick story time. This is another story time I want to tell you guys. So it's crazy. So the other day, my guy friend, who I tell you guys about all the time, he basically told me he was in love with me. He had strong feelings for me. And I won't lie to you guys. Do I love my guy friend? Of course I do. Am I in love with him? No. Do I think that me and him are meant to be? Honestly, I don't know. But I gotta be real with you guys. as much as I care about him, as much as I think he's a good guy, I just don't think that he would be the one for me personally. I think that in some ways he gives off good vibes, but that doesn't mean he's the one. And I want you guys to realize something. Just because you love somebody doesn't mean you have to be with them or that they're the one for you. You can love a lot of people and they still not might be the one for you. So I feel like just because I love him does not mean he's the one. I don't feel like... It's just a lot of things have happened in between our friendship that I'm not gonna... I mean, you know, hell with it. Let's just get into it. I don't even care no more. Listen, guys, I've helped him out a lot money-wise when he's asked for money for rent. I let him be on my phone plan. I had to kick him off my phone plan like a couple days ago because I just felt like I did it for the wrong reasons. And I don't want to say, let me take the words, but I didn't kick him off. I just simply went to him and said, hey, I don't think us being on the phone plan is a good idea anymore, because I felt like, to me, we're not in a relationship. We're not married. Why are you on my plane? I feel like I was the only one really paying the bill. I feel like he's constantly comes to me for money. I feel like a lot of situations, times when we're supposed to hang out or he wants to meet up and see me, he doesn't show up. He's not consistent with a lot of things. Like yesterday, he told me, oh, I want to come over and see you tonight. I go, okay, cool. I'm washing my hair. When you coming? Later. Never heard from him for the rest of the night. He constantly does these things. I'm just like, why do you do these things? And then if I try to talk to somebody else, he gets mad. Like, why are you talking to the person? Because we're not in a relationship. I can do what I want. So it's like he wants me to claim him in some senses. But at the same time, it's, oh, I don't want this right now. So it's a weird situation. Because I don't really, in some senses, like I was telling my mom about this story. Because I told my mom everything. And she was just like, she doesn't feel like he's the one for me. Let me tell you guys something. Your mamas are going to always be the ones that are going to tell you what it is. My mom has been right about every guy I've dated. I mean, every guy. Every guy I've brought home, every guy I've dated, she always tells me straight up, Sherelle, he's the one for you. He could be the one. Sherelle, I don't think he's good for you. My mom has been right every time. And I will defend that guy to the death of me. My mom will be like, I'm telling you, he's not the one. And then everything my mom said was going to happen turns around and ends up happening. And because I didn't listen to her, I had to get hurt and I had to come back to her and say, mom, you were right about that guy. Because she your parents, believe it or not, your parents know things. They've lived, they've done things, they know. So listen to them, even if they're wrong. Even if you feel like that, well, even if you feel like they're wrong, listen, because they're probably going to be right. And my mom has always been right. So it just didn't work out. Do I think he's a, I mean, it just didn't, I'm not gonna say it didn't work out. Sorry, guys. What I'm trying to say is, it just, for me, I feel like we are better suited as friends in some weird ways. Like, he's a great friend, but I don't think he'd be a good boyfriend. He's not ready for me. And I think the kind of guy I need, he can't be that guy right now for me. And that's okay. It doesn't make him a bad person. It just means that, you know, we're just better suited as friends. Because I'm not in love with him. Honestly, I love him, but I'm not in love. I've never been in love in my life. I tell everybody that story and everybody doesn't believe me. And I'm being real with y'all. I've never been in love. I've loved guys, but I've never been in love. And so for me, being in love is something that you don't play about. That's important to me, because when I fall in love for the first time ever, when I finally do, that's something I can't play with. That's real to me. That's going to be my husband. That's going to be my soulmate right there. The person I fall in love with, when I choose to fall in love with, when I do feel that feeling with somebody. So for me, I'm looking for my next relationship to be my last. I'm not trying to be in and out of relationships anymore. I'm getting too old. Dude, I'm literally like, I'm 31, you guys. And I'm not trying to keep being in and out of relationships. I'm already at that stage in my life. I've been through it all. I've done it all. I'm not trying to keep doing it. So it's so important for me to make sure that my next relationship is my last. I'm not playing these childlike games. I'm not. But speaking of that, I want to come back in topic a little bit. Come back in. It's just important for me to talk about this with you guys, because I don't want you guys to make any of the mistakes that I made. I don't want you guys to feel like you need somebody to complete you or to be happy, because I feel like that whole thing of feeling like you need somebody has got to stop. The feeling of feeling like you aren't complete without a man is just crazy to me. And there's so many women out there that have that mentality. I was that girl at one point, and it's sad, but it's true. At the same time, I just feel like, you know, you got to put yourself first, because I'm telling you. And I saw something online the other day too. If anyone know who Lamar Odom is, his ex-girlfriend Sabrina Parr, she really works out, body looks banging. She did a post on Instagram about, you know, when you first meet a man, you need to make sure you love yourself, date yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself, clean your house, make sure you're good. Because then when that man meets you, he's gonna be like, oh, wait a minute, she takes care of herself, she's good to go. Just, you'll meet the kind of man, you'll attract the kind of man you want, because you've taken care of you and you loved you and you dated you. And that's so important. You've got to date yourself for a while. Date yourself for a year, like I've been doing. My year is up in November. Keep dating yourself, and then the right guy will find you as you're dating yourself. I promise you, he will. And then when you do meet the guy, you'll attract the right guy, not a bad guy, because he'll see everything in you that you've been working on, that you've been doing. So I think that's so, so important that women have to realize you do have to date yourself first before you can date anybody else. You have to love you first before you can love another person. That's so important because, like, in all my relationships, I didn't love myself. And so I was bringing a lot of that self-hatred for myself into that relationship. And I mean, it's so hard to have a good relationship when you don't know who you are. You're trying to find you, but you're also trying to date somebody else. And it just, it's too much going on. So that's why I said, for me being single, this time of being single has been amazing for me. And I'm not saying I don't talk to other people, because I do. I talk to guys, but I just do not get into any relationships because I'm focusing on me. And I let them know that. And if you meet a guy, he likes you a lot, and he's trying to push you into a relationship, and you're trying to heal like me, just simply tell the guy, hey, I'm healing right now. I'm single for a year right now, and we can be friends and we can hang out and we can go on dates, but that's it. I don't want to be in a relationship. Just be upfront about it. Don't lie to them. Because a lot of men, like I had a guy today say, what are you looking for? And I said, just friends, you know. And he said to me, well, I'm looking for something more. And that's his prerogative. He wants more. I want friends. And that's cool because I'm healing and maybe he's not healing or whatever. So you got to just meet people where they are in their life and just be honest. Always be honest with the people you meet and just tell them, hey, what you're looking for and what you don't want. So that way it doesn't cause conflict. And people don't get their feelings hurt. So you always got to do that. Always, 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 all the time, guys. Just be honest and it won't cause any issues. But I think that that's just super important, too. Because I think that, you know, sometimes the people that our trauma we have that we bring into these relationships, we attract those type of guys because of the trauma we have. And we don't even realize it. So if you're dating a bad guy, you got to look at yourself, too, and go, is it something within me? Because all these years of me dating bad men, it was something in me. And I didn't know until I went to therapy and found a good therapist who pulled that out of me. So you have to understand sometimes therapy is needed. You got to figure out who you are, what you are, and what you stand for, and what you're not going to put up with, and what you are going to put up with. I think it's just so, so, so important. So I think for me, you know, I don't know. I just, for me, I don't time frame relationships or dating. Never time frame anything because it'll get you messed up in the head because you're time framing it. Like for me, I used to time frame everything. And then when it wouldn't happen on that date or time that I wanted to happen, I'd freak out. So you got to stop time frame stuff and let it happen when God wants it to. That way when it happens, it's natural, it's good, you know? And I just want you guys listening to know that you are loved. It's going to get better, that things happen for a reason. But it just because something happens to you or has happened to you does not determine your future. Don't feel like you're never going to find a good man because you see all your friends out there dating and you feel like I'm never going to be like Anna down the street. She has a great man. Because I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of these people we idolize are people, even the people that our friends and family we look at and see this happy couple, or people we follow our friends on Instagram and see this happy couple. It's not always what it seems. A lot of people are married and they're miserable in their marriage. A lot of people are in relationships and they're miserable. But they post on social media like everything's all great and happy. When behind closed doors, it's nothing like what we see on social media. So don't be fooled by that, guys, because that stuff will get you. Social media will have you thinking that your life is crap just because somebody makes their life look more glamorous. And really, behind the scenes, it's not as glamorous as it looks. So you got to remember that when you're thinking about dating and everything that you're doing in your life. Never feel like somebody's doing better than you, because a lot of times people, just because they appear to be doing better than you, doesn't mean they are. And you move at your speed. Like for me, people always look at me and say, oh my God, Sherelle, you still live at home with your parents. Or they say, Sherelle, you didn't get your new car yet or your house yet. And I say to them, I'm not on a time. I'm saving money right now to do the things I got to do. I'm not rushing myself. I'm not on a time frame. Am I leaving home this year? Yes. Am I getting my car next month? Yes. But I'm doing it on my time, not on somebody else's time. So yes, everything I set out to do, I will accomplish. But don't feel bad because you're not where you need to be in your life, or people making fun of you because they feel like they're doing better than you. They're not. And when my friends get their new houses and they get their new cars, I'm always happy for them because I feel like from a place of loving them, I go, dang, I'm so happy she got married. I'm so happy she got this house, so happy she got this car, because I'm a supportive friend. I support my friends and my friends do the same with me. So I'm never going to be a hater, but I'm always going to support people. So for me, it's like, I do want to do all these things, but I have time frames. You know, I don't want to be on a time frame. I want to be on my own time frame, not on somebody else's. That's what I'm saying to you. But so when you look at other people in relationships, look at it this way. You don't have to be on nobody's time frame. Do what you want when you are ready. Because I'm going to tell you guys, every time I rushed into a relationship, it never ended good, ever. Always ended bad because I went into it not knowing who I was, not knowing who that person was. Just because you talk to somebody for 2 or 3 months doesn't mean you know them. doesn't mean you should be in a relationship with them, because at that point you don't even really know nothing but their, you barely know their first name at that point. So you got to think about it before you just jump into a relationship. The most people that have the most joyous relationships are the ones that actually love themselves first, and the ones that actually have been single and focused on them, and then they got into a relationship. Those are the ones that last, because you know who you are. And there's a difference when you know who you are and when you don't. So another story time I want to tell you guys about is crazy. This is crazy. So I had, you know, a situation come up too with my guy friend and another guy. I had this guy coming, a guy I used to talk to, out of nowhere, starts texting me, telling me he loves me, misses me, all this crap. I'm like, who are you? What is going on with you? Out of nowhere, he's just like trying to get back with me. And I'm like, look, I don't want to be with you. Like, what are you doing? And so it was a whole mess. And then basically when I told him that I didn't want to deal with him no more and whatever, he's basically trying to set me up in some weird sense. Because he's like, can I come to your job? Mind you, I'm entertaining him, but I'm laughing about it. Because I'm like, you're not coming to my job. I don't give anybody my job address. Unless you're family or you're a close friend. Other than that, you're not getting. Because I don't want nobody to know where I work at. So he was basically trying to come to my job. And I was just kind of humoring him. You know how you entertain somebody, but you laughing the whole time. He's like, can I come to your job? I'm laughing about like, yeah, whatever. But anyway, point being, he just popped out of the blue trying to get back with me. He was a complete jerk. Come to find out, he was just trying to get sex out of me, because he basically texted my guy friend telling him, oh, asking him about me and just saying he just wanted that sex from me or whatever. And then he was just a complete jerk. He starts getting belligerent with me because he started becoming disrespectful. My guy friend didn't like that, so my guy friend was taking up for me. And then it was like a three-way text, basically. And then he just was very nasty and disgusting, and he was coming at me, disrespecting me, and I kind of laughed about it. Then he called me ugly and all these names, because I was like, okay, cool. And this is a funny thing, people. Him calling me that did not make me upset, because I said, when you know who you are, can't nobody break you. I'm like, I'm far from ugly, sweetie. I'm like, I look good. I've never been called ugly in my life by a man. I thought to myself, it's a lot of men that find me attractive. So it didn't affect me. I kind of laughed about it. I guess at that point, he had nothing else against me to say, because at that point, I had taken up for myself. I told him what I had to say. My girlfriend had taken up for me. He didn't like that. At this point, he tried to kind of basically come against me, attack me. And his efforts of attacking me and trying to come back into my life did not work. He didn't expect my girlfriend to take up for me, I guess. So he felt like he was outnumbered. So that's when he started insulting me, which a lot of men do, which is some little boy stuff to me. If you feel like a female is, you know, you're not getting your way, you start insulting her, they're going to call you B-words or ugly and stuff when they don't get their way. And I just laughed about it, because I felt like, if you feel that way, that's how you feel, whatever. But it was comical, because this man was a 36-year-old man acting like a little child and having a tantrum and acting the fool. So I laughed about it. But needless to say, guys, men, like, if a man comes back into your life, sometimes, only sometimes, does it mean that it may be meant to be. But other than that, it's not always meant to be. Sometimes God will bring somebody back into your life to show you basically why he took them out the first time. It's not always they come back and it's sunshines and rainbows. Some people do come back for good reasons, but not all do. You got to remember that. So I was glad that happened, because it showed me who he really was. And that even when we used to talk a few months last year, he was never who he was supposed to be, basically. And I'm glad that God showed me, who he revealed who he was. But anyway, needless to say, that's why it's so important that, you know, it's just you focus on you and that's it. And I want to tell you guys something else too. So I've been using this new dating app. It's called Black Singles Meet or whatever. BLK. I like it a lot, guys. So I made my page on there. And I wasn't going to make a page on there because I was like, I don't know about this, because I was nervous, because I was like, I saw these negative reviews and I was like, I don't know if I should do it. But I went ahead and made a page, and it was one of the coolest things I ever did, to be honest with you. I actually really like it, you guys. It's actually really, really fun to be on there. But yeah, it's called BLK. But check it out, you guys. The reviews are horrible, and I don't know why the reviews are. I guess these are from people who didn't have any luck on the site. The site is actually a really, really good site, you guys. I'm being real with you. It's really, really a good site. The guys on there, like, I have over like 900 and some likes. I mean, matches. 900 and some people that liked me. You get a lot of likes, and you get to go through as a woman, and you get to pick which kind of man you want, whether it be, you know, if you like a guy or not. It's kind of like Tinder, because all you have is their pictures, their age, and they live 100 miles away, and you just keep going through it, and there's so many options. And
I've met a lot of great people on there so far. Like, I've talked, well, I haven't met them in person, but I've had a lot of people message me and talk to me. And it's a really cool site. If you're just looking for somebody just to date and have fun with, you're not, even if you're looking for a relationship, whatever you're trying to do in your life, I think that's a great site to start at. Really, it is. It's not, I don't want people to think I'm just saying it's a black meet and single site. It is for black, geared towards black people, but other races are on there too. So it's not just black people. I've seen other races on there too. So it's anybody can use. There's no discrimination. But what I'm saying is that that's a really good app. And I also use another app called Hinge, which is really, I love Hinge. It's so calm and mellowed out, and you can match with people too. So try it out, you guys. Try Hinge or Be Okay. They're great sites. Also try OkCupid, which OkCupid to me is so-so. I don't really like that site as much. But try some sites out and just meet people and have fun. I think a lot of people feel like because you're in a pandemic, you can't date. You can still date. Just make sure you're being safe. Get your shot, your COVID shot. Or if you want to wear a mask, do what you got to do. But just be safe if you are going to date during the pandemic. That's all I'm going to say. Especially if you have kids and a family and stuff like that. Or like, you know, so you don't want nobody getting sick. But anyway, so something did happen to me on that site. So I'm on that site. I'm scrolling through my matches. This was yesterday. I'm scrolling through my matches. And guess, bam, it, bam, bam, bam. Guess who's on the site, guys? I scroll, I stop, and one of my ex-boyfriends who I dated when I was like, I think I was like 19 or 20. I hadn't seen this person in years, okay? We dated when I was like 19 or 20, hadn't seen them in years. They went off to the military, and the last time I saw them was years ago. They were stationed in Georgia. We got into a serious relationship. I went to Georgia to spend the whole weekend with them, came back home, and I got back home, honestly, and me and him just lost contact because he was in the military, and I didn't realize it, but he told me he was sent overseas. He got sent overseas, so he got a whole new number. Everything changed. I didn't know where he was at. I hadn't seen him in years. Mind you, throughout the years, I've thought about him on and off, but I hadn't talked to him in, like, years. So I kept looking at this picture, like, who is this guy? I kept looking at the picture. The picture looked familiar, but I kept scrolling past his picture because I was like, nah, I don't know. So I kept going back to that picture. Finally, I clicked on it and I hit match. Come to find out, guys, it was my ex-boyfriend when I was 18 or 19, when I was 19 or 20, one of my exes. And we rekindled and we exchanged numbers and we caught up. He's like, has two kids now, you know, he's divorced. He's working, he's living his life. And, you know, it's pretty cool. So we rekindled and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to come out of that. He's like, he's going to come see me. He's like, he's going to come visit me. We're going to hang out. So I thought that was awesome, you guys. But I feel like now that we're older, we're in a different space. And I don't want to say that me and his relationship ended. It didn't really end bad. It's just more so that he went off to the military. And after I went to see him, it's just like, he got sent overseas. Like I say, his number got changed. A lot of things happened, so we just lost contact. And then we ended up breaking up. But nothing really super bad happened to the point where we, like, hate each other's guts. So it was really cool to rekindle with him. So now we've been texting and talking on the phone for the last, like, 2 days or whatever. But I don't know what's going to happen with that. Honestly, I'm just living in the moment. We'll see what happens. Hopefully good things will come out of it. I don't really know. You know, I'm just living in the moment right now. We'll see what happens. I'm hoping all good things happen for me and him, but I really don't know, you know. So me and him are just trying to figure it all out. We're trying to see what happens, and we'll go from there. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have all the answers. Again, it's something I'm not time framing, but me and him are going to be hanging out and just seeing, you know, what the future holds. You never know. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there, but it was neat to rekindle with an ex because I kept thinking that was my ex, but I wasn't sure. And I was like, wait a minute, he looked kind of different because he grew a beard, and I'm not used to him having a beard. So I was like, oh, I kept thinking he looked familiar, but yeah, that was my ex. So we'll see what happens. I don't know, you guys. I'm going to keep you updated on that. But yeah, so just make sure, guys, that you're staying safe, taking care of you, and just make sure you know that you don't need anyone to complete you. Just date and have fun. Don't date and make it so serious. I'm telling you, in all my relationships, it was so serious. Everything was planned out, from marriage to kids, everything. Like, just have fun in your relationships. Have fun, enjoy it, live in the moment. That's the biggest thing you can do. Those moments are going to be the best thing that's going to happen to you. Live in the moment. Have fun, laugh, joke, and that's going to be the best thing you can do in your life. Just live in the moment, enjoy your life, and don't get so caught up in time limits, and just enjoy the person you're with. And like I said, again, if you're single like myself and you're just not ready for a relationship yet. You just want to have some friends to go on dates with. Let them know up front that you just want to be friends and leave it there. But have fun. But make sure you, most of all, you know who you are before you get into a serious relationship. And that's the best thing you can do, guys. Just enjoy, love on yourself. Make sure you know that you're the prize. Know that the guy that you date should treat you as such. Don't settle. And just keep loving yourself. That's the best thing you can do. And I'm telling you guys, you may be single out there right now. You may be like, when is God going to send me the right guy? Don't rush it. He will send you the right guy at the right time. Because I'm telling you, if you rush out here looking to jump into the first relationship, you first man you see, you jump into a relationship so quick, it's not going to last. It's going to end up bad because you rushed it. Because you didn't wait for God to say, hey, he's the one. But I'm telling you, when God gives you that signal and that sign to tell you he's the one, jump on that. But if you don't feel like God is giving you a sign to be with somebody and you barely know the person, do not do it. Don't date somebody after only two or three months of knowing them. That's a huge mistake. I made that mistake in the past a lot. Don't do it. Because at that point, you don't know who you don't know nothing but their last name or first name. And you don't even know them. So take your time. I promise you, you will find the right guy. It's going to happen for you. It will. But it's going to happen on God's time, not your time. And being in love and being married and everything is beautiful. We all want it. And it's fine. And you will get it. But you just have to wait and be patient for it. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I touched somebody out there listening to me. But I just had to speak on this because I felt like so many women out there are just feeling that pressure. And we, as a woman, we got to know that we don't have to feel all that pressure on us. You know what I'm saying? We need to love ourselves more. Give ourselves more credit because that's where it starts. It starts within us, you know. All right, guys. I got to end this. But peace and love. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great Saturday evening.